马太第一章。
And this week's Bible readings scheduled for Irvine concluded on Mark chapter 1.
马太的第一章，这是新约圣经的开始。
So Mark chapter, Matthew chapter 1 is the beginning of the New Testament.
那在新约圣经的开始，就是记载主耶稣的降生。
In the beginning of the New Testament, records the birth of Lord Jesus Christ.
那我们先来看马太福音第一章。
Let's look at Matthew chapter 1.
第一章的二十三节。
Matthew chapter 1, verse 23. Behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall call him his name Emmanuel, which is translated God with us.
这个地方啊，圣经在记载啊，要有童女怀孕生子，人要给他起名叫做以马内利。
So here the Bible tells us that a virgin will be with a child and they will call him Emmanuel.
那接下去说以马内利就是神与我们同在的意思。
And then it says that the name is translated into God with us.
那童女怀孕生子就是主耶稣来世界。
So for a virgin to be with a child and give birth to a child is Lord Jesus Christ coming to this earth.
那主耶稣来世界就是神要与人同在的开始。
And when Lord Jesus Christ came to this earth, this is the beginning of God being with men.
那这个应许啊，不是在主耶稣降生的时候才有的。
And this promise did not begin when Jesus Christ was born.
这是从以赛亚书所引出来的一句话。
And this phrase come from the prophet Isaiah.
在主耶稣降生大概八百年前。
This is about 800 years before the birth of the prophet Christ.
神就感动以赛亚先知写出。主耶稣要降生的预言。
So, God moved Prophet Isaiah to make prophecy about the birth of Lord Jesus Christ.
所以主耶稣的降生不是偶然发生的事情。
So the birth of Jesus Christ is not a coincidence.
是神从创世以前的计划具体的实现。
It is a fulfillment of God's plan that He had made since the beginning of time.
那我们常常会问一个问题。
So we often ask a question.
到底信耶稣跟不信主耶稣有什么差别？
So what is the difference between believing in Lord Jesus Christ and not believing in Lord Jesus Christ?
那以马内利就是差别的具体的描写。
This word Emmanuel is a very concrete description of this difference.
如果我们相信主耶稣。
If we believe in Lord Jesus,
我们生活中会体验到神与我们同在。
We'll experience God being with us in our lives.
那如果我们没有接受这个信仰，
But if we do not have this belief,
我们就体会不到神与我们同在。
Then we cannot experience God being with us.
但是有时候我们在问一个问题。
Sometimes we ask a question.
我们没有信主的时候也不是活得好好的吗？
Did when we have a pretty good life even before we believe in God?
那到底神与我们同在，不与我们同在，到底差别在哪里？
So what is the actual difference between having God with us and not having God with us?
神与我们同在是借着主耶稣来世界上达成的。
God being with us is accomplished through Lord Jesus Christ coming to the earth.
那到底主耶稣是谁？
So who was Lord Jesus Christ?
我们有了认识之后，我们就会知道。神的同在是差别很大的。
So if we understand this, we'll realize the big difference between having and not having God with us.
我们看以赛亚书的第九章。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 9.
以赛亚书第九章。
Isaiah chapter 9.
第六节。
Chapter 9, verse
6. 到第七节。
Verse 6 and verse 7.
Verse 6, at least. 第九章第六节第七节。
Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6 and verse 7. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Verse 7, of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. Upon the throne of David and over his kingdom, to order Islapishit with judgment and justice, from that time forward, even forever, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this.
这个第六节说，有一个婴孩为我们而生，愿全世界每一个人而生。
And verse 6 says that there will be a child that's born for the whole world.
那下面说，政权要担在他的肩头上。
The government will be upon his shoulder.
主耶稣来要建立一个属灵的国度。
When Lord Jesus comes, he will establish a spiritual kingdom.
所以他传道第一句话，天国近了。
So when he came out to preach, the first words he spoke was that the heavenly kingdom is near.
因为他来到世界，神的国要降到这个人间。
Because he came into this world, God's kingdom comes to this world.
那主耶稣在这个国度里面，他在当王。
And within this kingdom, Lord Jesus is the king.
所以当他审判的时候，比拉多问他说：“你是王吗？”他没有否定。
So when he was being judged by Pilate, and Pilate asked him, "Are you a king?" He did not deny this.
为什么？因为他是属灵国度的王。
Why? Because he was a king in a spiritual kingdom.
所以，当一个人接受了主耶稣
，So when someone accepts Lord Jesus Christ,
他的肉体活在美国，但是他的生活可以活在神的国里面。
Even though his physical body lives in the United States, his life actually is lived inside the kingdom of God.
那接下去介绍主耶稣的四个头衔。
And then it describes the four titles of Lord Jesus.
这个就告诉我们神与我们同在带给我们的差别。
And these titles tell us the difference of having Lord Jesus Christ in our lives.
所以在第六节的中间说，他的名称为奇妙测试。
And in the middle of verse 6 says, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor.
奇妙跟测试原来是分开的。
And Wonderful and Counselor are two different titles.
那如果我们合在一起来了解，也是很有意思的。
And we can also put them together to understand them as a whole.
因为神借着耶稣与我们同在，所以我们有一个最奇妙的参谋。
Because through Lord Jesus Christ, God is with us, so we have a wonderful counselor.
我们人活在世界上常常我们听人讲，有人的地方就有问题。
And with this world, we often hear that wherever there are people, there are problems.
那有神的地方就有答案。
Now, wherever there is God, there is a solution.
所以这里叫做奇妙的参谋。
So here it says that he's a wonderful counselor.
因为没有一件事情神不知道。
There's nothing that God does not know.
没有一件事情神没有答案。
There's nothing that God does not have the answer to.
那神对人类问题的答案是什么？
So what is the answer, God's answer to humans' questions?
就是主耶稣本身。
That is Lord Jesus Christ himself.
所以我们在想啊，有很多问题我们好像觉得没有问题，其实问题很大。
There are some problems we might not think it's a problem, but it's actually a huge problem.
在约翰福音里面记载主耶稣的七个自我介绍。
And in the Gospel of John, there are three introductions of Lord Jesus Christ.
都是从我是开始的。
It begins with I am.
这个我是就是神的本质，永远的存在。
And this I am means God's essence, His everlasting presence.
所以从出埃及记第二章神自我介绍我是，一直到主耶稣也讲我是。
So in Exodus chapter 2, God referred to Himself as I am, and in Gospel of John, Lord Jesus Christ also describes Himself with I am.
我们常常讲几个问题。
So we have to think about a few questions.
第一个，人要怎么才可以得到满足？
First is how can human beings be satisfied?
看起来这个问题很简单。
Seems to be a very simple question.
但是没有答案。
But there's no answer.
所罗门用11章的圣经节在追求这个答案。
King Solomon spent 11 chapters to find this answer.
但是最后的结论，这是空的，世界上找不到的。
But his conclusion was, "Oh, it's vanity. There's nothing to new under the sun."
但是主耶稣来就给我们答案。
But when Lord Jesus comes, He gives us the answer.
我是生命之粮。
I am the bread of life.
到我这里来就不饿也不渴。
When you come to me, you will not, you will no longer hunger and thirst.
主耶稣就是我们的满足。
Lord Jesus Christ is our satisfaction.
所以很多人到教会来都有一个体验。
So for a lot of people, when they come to church, they have the experience.
就开始来亲近神以后，觉得心灵上比较充满，比较富足。
And once they begin to draw closer to God, they feel more filled and satisfied in their hearts.
因为神的话就是灵，就是生命。
Because God's word is the spirit, is life.
当我们心里被神的话充满。
When our hearts are filled with the words of God.
神的灵在感动我们。
When the God's spirit moves us.
神的生命在滋润我们。
When God's life nourishes us.
所以我们的内心就觉得很满足。
So we feel very satisfied in our hearts.
那第二个就是神借着他的灵满足我们。
And second is God can satisfy us through his spirit.
当我们祷告得圣灵。
When we pray and receive the Holy Spirit.
被圣灵充满。
When we fill with the Holy Spirit.
那一种喜乐是别人给我们100万也不能够换取的。
And this type of joy cannot be bought for with $1,000,000.
这是无价的。
This is priceless.
第三个喜乐。
And the second type of joy.
就是神的爱。
That is through the love of God.
当我们体会到神的恩典。
When we experience God's grace.
感到神很爱我们。
If we truly feel that God loves us.
那种满足世界上很难形容。
That type of satisfaction cannot be described with the word.
所以人类满足的真正满足是谁？耶稣本身，他就是生命之粮。
So who can truly satisfy human beings? That is Lord Jesus Christ. He is the bread of life.
有时候我们常常对生活很忧虑。
Sometimes we have a lot of worries about our lives.
到底我们前面的路要怎么来生活
？So how shall we go forward in our lives?
因为我们知道自己掌管自己的前途，我们太有限了。
Because we know that we have so little control over our future.
我们的能力很有限，很多的变数我们没有办法解决。
We are limited in our capabilities, and there are also many variables that's out of our control.
但主耶稣说，我就是好牧人。
But Lord Jesus says that I'm the good shepherd.
那我们就是羊。
And so we are sheep.
他带我们到青草地上。
He will guide us into green pasture.
领我们到可安歇的水边。
And to guide us near to water to rest.
有他同在，我们就不至于缺乏。
When he abides with us, we will lack nothing.
他的应许就是我们的依靠。
His promise is our reliance.
我们可以体验得到的。
We can experience this.
所以主耶稣就是我们的答案。
So Lord Jesus is our answer.
有时候我们常常觉得说，哎，我要当父母要怎么改变孩子
？Sometimes we think about how we can change our children.
或者改变我们的配偶。
How do we change our spouse?
我们常常觉得这很难啊。
We often feel this is very difficult.
但主耶稣说，我是真葡萄树。
But Lord Jesus said, "I'm the true vine."
葡萄树就是要结果子的。
A grapevine is to bear fruit.
主耶稣活了33年。
Lord Jesus Christ was on this earth for 33 years.
在他的生活里面，我们可以看到他的生命是圆满的。
And in his life, we can see that he had a complete, perfect life.
没有缺点。
He had no shortcomings.
所以我们很喜欢我们自己家人，包括我们自己也能够改变。
So we often hope that our family members, including ourselves, can change.
那改变了，我们才能够享受幸福的家庭。
If we can change, then we can have a happy family.
那怎么改变
？But how do we change?
耶稣说，如果枝子连在树干，就会多结果子。
Lord Jesus says that if the branch is connected to the true vine, then it can bear fruit.
所以我们带领我们的全家都来亲近神。
So if we can bring our whole family to draw closer to God,
让神充满在他里面
，allow God to fill this household,
我们就感觉到每一个人都在改变。
We can experience that everyone will change.
同样一个家庭，我们活着就越来越觉得很幸福。
And being the same family, we can have more joy and happiness within the family.
所以我们在人世间觉得非常很难解答，在主耶稣有最简单的答案。
So a lot of very difficult questions in this world, the answer can be found in Lord Jesus Christ.
最难一个回答的问题。
The most difficult problem.
我很怕死，怎么办
？I fear death. What should I do?
主耶稣说。
Lord Jesus said.
生命在我，复活在我。
That I am the resurrection and the life.
耶稣就是生命本身。
Lord Jesus Christ is life itself.
在主耶稣里面没有死亡。
There's no death within him.
死的要再活过来。
When you die, you will be resurrected.
所以忽然间我们就发现，在主耶稣里面死就没有了。
So we realize that there's no death within Lord Jesus Christ.
所以人类最大的困难被解决了。
So this solves our greatest problem.
所以它是奇妙的测试。
So he is a wonderful counselor.
好，那我们来看雅各书第一章。
Let's turn to James chapter 1.
雅各书的第一章。
James chapter
16节、17节。
James chapter 1 verse 16. Do not be deceived, my beloved brethren. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning.
哦，这里说不要看错了。
It says, "Do not be deceived."
英文说不要受骗了。如果有人告诉我们哦，信耶稣没有什么用了。
If someone tells us that it's useless to believe in Lord Jesus Christ,
这样认真去追求信仰，这有什么用
？It says it's useless to strive in your faith.
如果我们相信了，我们就看错了。
If we believe that type of talk, then we have been deceived.
十七节说
，verse 17 says,
各样美善的恩赐，全备的赏赐，从上头来的。
Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above.
从众光之父那里降下来。
It comes down from the Father of lights.
所以主耶稣来到世界上。
So when Lord Jesus Christ comes in this world,
他带给我们是美善的，是全备的。
He brought us everything that's good and perfect.
他带给我们是光。
He brought us light.
就是在他里面没有负面。
There's nothing negative within him.
我们在世界上太多负面的事情。
There are too many negative things in this world.
所以让我们活着不快乐。
So it gives us an unhappy life.
那负面的事情太多了，以后心里会发生问题，甚至忧郁症。
And where there's too much negativity, sometimes we have emotional problems, and which can lead to depression.
但是当主耶稣住在我们里面
，But when Lord Jesus lives within us,
这是全备的，这是美善的。
He's good and He's perfect.
这是光。
He is light.
所以不好的、黑暗的全部都消失了。
So everything that's bad, everything that's dark will be removed.
所以我们的生活就充满着积极，充满着正面。
So our lives will be positive.
哇，这是非常好的体验了。
And this will be a great experience.
所以以马内利，神借着耶稣与我们同在。
So Emmanuel, God abides with us through Lord Jesus Christ.
要解决我们人生最困难的问题。
To solve the most difficult problems in our lives.
以后耶稣就有答案。
If as long as we have Lord Jesus, we have the answer.
这是我们从圣经可以看到的神给我们的应许。
These are the promises of God that we can see in the Bible.
好，我们再来看以赛亚书的第九章。
Let's turn back to Isaiah chapter 9.
以赛亚书的第九章。
Isaiah chapter 9.
第九章第六节的下半句
The second half of verse 6
说他的名要称为全能的神
That his name will be called Mighty God
主耶稣是一个人
Lord Jesus is a human being
他是道道地地一个人
He is a fully human being
所以他有家谱
So he has a genealogy
但是他也是神
But he's also God.
所以圣经说他叫做全能的神。
That his name will be called Mighty God.
但是当圣经在讲全能的神，到底这个神跟我们同在有什么不同
？So what's the difference when we have this Mighty God abide with us?
在创世纪里面神曾经自我介绍，我是全能的神。
In Genesis, God has once referred to himself as the Almighty God.
让我们来看神自我介绍，我是全能的神，对人有什么影响
？And so let's look at what this Almighty God affects human beings.
我们看创世纪的十七章。
Let's look at Genesis chapter 17.
创世纪的十七章。
Genesis 17.
第一节
Verse 1 Genesis chapter 17 verse 1 When Abraham was 99 years old The Lord appeared to Abraham and said to him I am Almighty God Walk before me and be blameless Verse 2 And I will make my covenant between me and you And will multiply you exceedingly
这个第一节神向亚伯兰99岁神向亚伯兰显现
So when Abraham was 99 years old God appeared to him
那个时候亚伯兰没有孩子。
At that time, Abraham was without child.
99岁啊，这将近生命的终结。
And 99 years old, he was almost at the end of his life.
那这样的人还有什么盼望呢
？So what kind of hope does this person have?
但是神向他显现了，先自我介绍。
But the Lord appeared to Abraham and introduced himself.
说我是全能的神。
He said, "I am Almighty God."
然后对他有个要求。
And he made a request of Abraham.
你在我面前要做完全人。
Walk before me and be blameless.
然后给他一个应许。
And then God gave him a promise.
第二节。
Verse 2.
我就跟你立约，让你的后裔繁多。
That I will make a covenant with you and will multiply you exceedingly.
所以我们忽然间发现，99岁的亚伯拉罕，因为全能的神向他显现，他的人生命运就改变了。
So we can see that Abraham, who was 99 years old at the time, because this Almighty God appeared to him, his whole life changed.
因为这个全能的神跟他立约。
Because this Almighty God made a covenant with him.
今天主耶稣就是全能的神。
So today, Lord Jesus is the Mighty God.
主耶稣向每个人呼召，要来归回向他。
Lord Jesus calls out to every one of us to return back to him.
如果耶稣只是人。
If Lord Jesus is only a human being,
我们不需要太在意啊，因为人不能做什么。
We do not have to take too much heed because human beings can't do much.
人是有限的。
Human beings are limited.
但是如果耶稣是神
，But if Lord Jesus is God,
我们就要很在意。
We have to take heed.
因为他的呼召对我们一生会有很大的改变。
But because his calling can change our entire lives.
这里说我要跟你立约。
Here it says, I will make a covenant with you.
让你的后裔能够极其繁多。
And I'll multiply you exceedingly.
今天神借着主耶稣跟我们立约。
So today God's made a covenant with us through Lord Jesus.
在什么时候立约
？When was this covenant made？
在洗礼的时候立约。
This is during our baptism.
那在这个立约的时候。
And when we made this covenant.
这里神给亚伯兰一块土地。
Here God promised Abraham a piece of land.
在我们立约的时候，神给我们一块土地。
So when we made this covenant, God gives us a land.
那个土地就是神的国。
This land is the kingdom of God.
神的国就是公义、平安、喜乐。
The kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy.
这是活着的时候。
This is when we live on this earth.
那死了以后。
After we die.
还有天国。
We have the heavenly kingdom.
所以主耶稣是全能的神。
So Lord Jesus is the Almighty God.
只有靠着他，我们才能够承受人世间钱买不到的那一块地。
Only through him can we receive this land that cannot be bought with money in this world.
公义、平安、喜乐。
To have righteousness, peace, and joy.
公义就是没有罪的捆绑。
To have righteousness is to not be bound by sin.
平安就是没有忧虑、没有害怕。
To have peace, we do not have worries and fears.
喜乐就是非常的满足。
And to have joy is to be satisfied.
那如果一个人能够体会生活这样的体验。
If someone can experience this type of life,
那这个人生就圆满了。
This life will be perfect.
这个叫做在地如天。
This is to live on earth as if you live in heaven.
所以主耶稣让我们对人生有一个很理想，而且这个理想能够实现。
And so, Lord Jesus gave us this hope in our lives, this perfect hope, and this is achievable.
因为他是全能的神。
Because he is the Almighty God.
但是他对亚伯兰有一个要求。
But he had a request for Abraham.
你要在我面前做完全人。
That he had to walk before me and be blameless.
就是要努力。
And that you, thus you must strive hard.
在神的标准下一直能够成长。
To live according to God's standards and to continue to grow.
那有时候我们就觉得说，我信耶稣，我没有这样的体验呢。
But some of us will say, I believe in God, but I do not have this type of experience.
家庭里面还是很多问题啊。
I still have a lot of problems within my family.
我还是很多的忧虑啊。
I still have a lot of worries.
我也没有喜乐啊。
I have no joy.
这个不是他的应许有问题。
This the problem is not within God's promise.
这是因为我们没有下功夫去追求。
This is because we had not put in the effort to pursue after the promise.
应许是我们的。
The promise is ours.
但是如果我们去追求
if we pursue it,
它就会实现
it will come true.
所以没有主耶稣来世界上
so without Lord Jesus coming to this earth,
我们虽然有理想达不到
we might have this goal but we cannot accomplish it,
因为我们是人
because we're human beings,
他是全能的神
he is the almighty God,
所以他给我们的祝福是实在的
so that his promise to us are true.
我们看创世纪三十五章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 35.
创世纪三十五章。
Genesis chapter 35.
十一节。
Verse 11. 35, verse 11.Also God said to him, I am God Almighty, be fruitful and multiply. A nation and a company of nations shall proceed from you, and kingdoms shall come from your body.
第十节这种。
Verse 10. And God said to him, "Your name is Jacob. Your name shall not be called Jacob anymore, but Israel shall be your name." So he called his name Israel.
这里神向雅各显现。
So here, God appeared to Jacob.
也介绍说我是全能的神。
He also referred to himself as God Almighty.
那这样介绍之前呢，就替他改名字。
But before his introduction, he changed Jacob's name.
从雅各改作以色列。
He changed his name from Jacob to Israel.
雅各的意思就是抓住。
Jacob's name means to grasp.
但是以色列的名字是神的王子。
But Israel means God's prince.
哦，这是非常尊贵的一个身份。
This is a very prestigious status.
那就是因为他是全能的神，所以他的改名字，这个改了以后，真的命运不一样。
Because God is Almighty God, this name change also changed Jacob's life.
哦，所以他就要生养众多，而且有君王要从他里后裔而出。
So he will be fruitful and multiply, and nations will come from him.
哦，所以我们常常会有一个好奇呀，我的命运好不好？
Sometimes we'll be curious and think that do I have a good life?
所以有的人就想去算命。
So some people will go to a fortune teller.
那为什么基督徒不需要算命？
Why is it that Christians should not go to a fortune teller?
第一个，我们信主以后，我们的命运在神的掌管。
First, that is after we believe in God, our lives are in God's hand.
所以好几个见证都在讲哦，信主以后，有时候家人替他算命，算不出来，因为他在神的国里面。
There are many testimonies where a believer's family member is trying to go to a fortune teller to ask about the believer's life, but they cannot do it.
第二个
Second,
如果我们有在追求神，每一个人的命运都是好的。
So if we pursue after God, then every one of us have a good life to come.
因为他是神的王子。
Because they are a prince of God.
哦，神爱他。
And God loves them.
神的恩典很丰盛。
God's blessings are abundant.
所以我们就知道耶稣他是神借着耶稣与我们同在。
So God abides with us through Lord Jesus Christ.
在我们洗礼的时候，我们的命运改变了。
So during our baptism, our lives are changed.
我们要做他的儿子。
We are to become his children.
那我们再看出埃及记的第六章。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 6.
出埃及记的第六章。
Exodus chapter 6.
第三节。
Verse 3.
第二节，第三节。
Verse 2 and verse 3. Chapter 6, verse 2. And God spoke to Moses and said to him, "I am the Lord. I appeared to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, as God Almighty. By my name, Lord, I was not known to them."
这里啊，神向摩西显现。
To hear, God appeared to Moses.
说我是全能的神。
He says, "I am the Almighty God."
第四节，我要坚定所立的约。
That I have established my covenant with them.
所以接下去啊，神就把以色列百姓从埃及救出来。
So following this, God led the Israelites out of Egypt.
所以我们在拜这主耶稣全能的神，在我们有困难的时候，在我们最绝望的时候，有一个力量可以把我们救出来。这个力量就是神。
When we worship Lord Jesus and worship God, during our most difficult times, there is a power that can save us, and that is God.
所以我们看到很多的信徒人生遇到很多的困难，但是他有非常美妙的见证。
I've seen many believers who have gone through very difficult times in their lives, but they have come out with very beautiful testimonies.
因为在他最困难的时候，他能够依靠这个全能的神。
Because in their most difficult time, they can rely on this Almighty God.
神就借着他的大能大力把他从困难里面救出来。
So God had been able to save them through his power.
所以我们在教会里面这样的见证实在是非常的丰富。
So there are many testimonies like this in church.
第三个。
Third,
以马内利就是代表我们有一个永在的父。
And Emmanuel means that we have an everlasting father.
我们来看回来看以赛亚书第九章。
Let's turn back to Isaiah chapter 9.
以赛亚书的第九章。
Isaiah chapter 9.
第六节最后，它叫做永在的父。
It says everlasting father.
神跟我们同在，所以我们有个永远存在的父亲。
Because God is with us, we have an everlasting father.
父亲永远是爱孩子的。
A father always loves his child.
但是我们知道， 我们的父亲有很多事情不能做。
But we know that our fathers have a lot of limitations.
所以有时候父亲年老的时候，小孩子有问题也不敢让他知道。
So sometimes when they are advanced in age, children will not even want to tell their fathers their problems.
因为他很爱孩子，但是他没有能力来解决这个问题，所以这个就变成他的烦恼。
Because even though they love their children, they don't have the ability to help them, so this becomes their worry.
但是当我们认识了主耶稣，
But when we know Lord Jesus,
我们就知道他是永远存在的父亲。
We know that he is our everlasting father.
他很爱我们。
He loves us.
而且他能够解决我们的问题。
And he can solve our problems.
所以我们就可以坦然无惧地来到他的面前。
So we can come to him without fear.
来向他祈求。
To ask him.
所以路加福音十一章。
Luke chapter 11.
路加福音的十一章。
Luke chapter 11.
第十节，还有十一节。
Luke chapter 11, verse 10 and verse 11. Verse 10. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be opened. 11. If a son asks for bread from any father among you, will he give him a stone?Or if he asks for a fish, will he give him a serpent instead of a fish?
这个地方在讲哈，祈求就给你们，寻找就寻见，叩门就给你们开门。
Here it says that those who ask shall receive, and those who seek shall find, and those who knock will be the door will be opened for them.
这个是很肯定的，是百分之百的。
This is a very thing is 100%.
那到底神欠我们什么
？And what does God owes us.
神没有欠我们什么。
God owes us nothing.
我们所有的一切都是神给我们的。
God has given to us everything that we have.
但是为什么我们祈求他就要给我们
？So, but why is it that when we ask, he will give us?
寻找就要寻见。
That when we seek, he will let us find.
叩门就要给我们开门。
When we knock, he will open the door for us.
所以十一节他就比较我们地上的父亲。
So, verse 11 it compares God to our father.
然后跟天上的父亲。
And a father in heaven.
地上的父亲把最好的给我们。
If the Father on this earth will give us the best.
到十七节，请读。
Verse 17.
十三节哈。
Verse 13. If you then being evil know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?
这个中文翻作我们不好。
It says even though you're not good.
英文叫做 evil 就是跟神的爱比起来，我们地上的父母亲的爱是算不了什么。
So compared to the love of God, the love for the parents on this earth is nothing.
那神要将最宝贵的就是圣灵给我们。
God will give us the most precious Holy Spirit.
那如果最宝贵的神都要给我们，只要对我们有帮助的祷告，神都会听。
God will give us anything that's good for us, if we ask Him in our prayers.
所以我们在患难中还带着有盼望。
So in our difficulties and tribulations, we'll have hope.
因为有一个神。
Because there is God.
他是我们的父亲。
He is our father.
他很爱我们。
He loves us.
这个是我们患难中盼望的来源。
This is a source of our hope during our tribulations.
所以罗马书说，盼望不至于羞耻。
Book of Romans says that we will not be ashamed in our hope.
因为圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们里面。
Because the Holy Spirit has poured down the love of God into our hearts.
神会听我们祷告。
So God will listen to our prayer.
最后一个，主耶稣就是和平的君。
And the last status is that he is the Prince of Peace.
以马内利就是借着主耶稣带给我们和平。
So Emmanuel means through Lord Jesus Christ will receive peace.
那这个和平跟和睦其实是同一个字。
So this peace is the same word as a harmony with people.
主耶稣带给我们什么和平？人跟神之间的和平。
So Lord Jesus brings us the peace between human beings and God.
因为他来人世间除掉我们的罪。
Because he came to this world to remove sin.
所以我们跟他重新建立关系。
So we can establish a relationship with God.
然后我们虽然有罪，向他祷告，他会赦免我们。
Even though we have sin, when we pray to him, he will forgive us.
所以我们常常跟神有一个新的关系。
So we can have a new relationship with God.
因为罪可以得赦免。
Because our sins can be forgiven.
那神跟我们同在，因为关系很好，跟我们同在，我们就觉得很平安。
So when God is with us, we have a good relationship with God, then we can have peace.
这是和平的君第一个意思。
This is the first meaning of Prince of Peace.
那第二个，他带给人跟人之间的和平。
And second, he brings peace between human beings.
这也很可贵。
This is also very precious.
我们每个人都不一样。
Every one of us are different.
但是。这个不一样，要如果很和睦的相处，不是很简单。
And with this difference, it's not that easy for us to live in peace with one another.
主耶稣来世界上,
when Lord Jesus came to this world,
他用他的爱来成就了和平。
Through his love, he achieved peace.
所以当主耶稣说你要完全像天父,
and when Lord Jesus says that you had to be perfect like your father,
前面一句话是什么?
What did he say before that?
要爱仇敌。
I love your enemy.
所以爱仇敌是人类爱最高的表现。
To love your enemy is the highest form of love for human beings.
如果这一点做得到，我们就像天父一样完全。
If we can do this, then we can be perfect like our heavenly Father.
那如果能够爱仇敌，和平就在里面。
If we can love our enemy, then we can have peace.
那主耶稣不止这样讲。
And Lord Jesus not only said this.
在十字架的祷告。
During his prayers on the cross.
这个证明他做得出来。
It proves that he can actually do this himself.
他非常痛苦，叫做喝苦杯。
He was drinking the bitter cup.
但是他求神赦免钉他的人。
But he asked God to forgive those who put him on the cross.
因为他被神的爱充满。
Because he was filled with the love of God.
所以今天人跟人之间的和睦，需要主耶稣的爱进到我们里面。
So today, to have peace between people, we must have the love of Lord Jesus within us.
我们才能够真的去赦免别人，接纳别人。
And we can truly forgive one another and accept one another.
那人跟人之间才可以和睦。
So then we can have peace between us.
那才有和平。
Then we can have harmony.
也才有平安。
Then we can feel this peace.
所以以马内利。
So Emmanuel.
代表神跟我们同在。
Represents that God is with us.
他是全能的神。
He is the Almighty God.
他是奇妙的策士。
He is the wonderful counselor.
他是永在的父。
He is the everlasting father.
他是和平的君。
He is the Prince of Peace.
以马内利带给我们人生极大的盼望。
This Emmanuel gives us great hope in our lives.
使我们能够完完全全过一个新的生活。
So we can completely live a new life.
因为神跟我们同在。
Because God abides with us.
不可能都变成可能。
Everything that's impossible becomes possible.
那以马内利要怎么实现？
So how can we manifest this Emmanuel?
我们来先看马太福音里面主耶稣讲八福。
And in Matthew, Lord Jesus Christ talked about the Beatitudes.
马太福音第五章。
Matthew chapter 5.
有的人信仰觉得很大的担子。
Some people feel like their faith is a great burden to them.
觉得很多的义务、很多的规条在捆绑我们。
There are many responsibilities and many limitations.
但是当我们看主耶稣的登山宝训，
but if you look at the Sermon on the Mount,
他第一个讲的就是福气。
The first things he spoke about are blessings.
主耶稣来世界上是要赐给我们福气的。
Lord Jesus came to this world to give us blessings.
但是赐福气是他的恩典，我们人有应该尽的本分。
But his blessings is his grace, but we have our part to do in this.
所以以马内利这是神给我们的恩典。
So this Emmanuel is God's grace.
但是人的本分是什么？
But what is our part to do?
第三节，请读。
Verse 3. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for there is the kingdom of heaven.
这里说虚心的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
Blessed are the poor in spirit, for there is the kingdom of heaven.
天国的王就是主耶稣。
So the king of the kingdom of heaven is Lord Jesus.
神与我们同在，天国就是我们的。
If God is with us, then we have the kingdom of heaven.
但是第一个条件虚心。
But the precondition is that we must be poor in spirit.
英文叫做心灵贫穷。
To be poor in the spirit.
就是我们觉得我们里面什么都没有。
We have to realize that there's nothing within us.
这样叫做谦卑。
This is to have humility.
如果我们谦卑像小孩。
If we can be humble like a child,
神就向我们显现。
God will reveal himself to us.
如果我们聪明通达。
If we are smart,
觉得我很懂，我知道，我很能。
If you feel like we are capable and we are wise,
神就隐藏。
God will hide himself from us.
我们就体验不到以马内利。
Then we cannot experience Emmanuel.
所以天国的入门，神同在的开始，就是心灵的贫穷，心灵的谦卑。
So to enter into this kingdom of heaven and the beginning of God's abidance is to be poor in spirit.
那接下去我们看第四节。
Then verse 4.
请读。
Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted.
我们都很喜欢听到在神里面的平安跟喜乐跟福气。
We like to talk about the blessings and the joy and the peace in God.
这是神给我们的应许。
These are God's promises.
怎么得到呢？
But how do we receive this?
第四节说哀痛的人有福了。
Verse 4 says, blessed are those who mourn.
哀痛从哪里来？
Where does this mourning come from?
从认识自己的不义，认识自己的罪，认识自己的缺点。
This mourning comes from knowing our own unrighteousness, our own weaknesses, and our own shortcomings.
神一进到我们里面，
when God enters into us,
神的光一照，我们发现里面很多问题。
When God's light shines upon us, we'll realize a lot of problems within
ourselves. 如果神没有进到我们里面，
if God is not entering into us,
觉得我没有问题啊，
we feel like we have no problem.
神的标准一进去，
but once God's standard enters us,
我们的不义都跑出来。
Reveal all our unrighteousness.
所以在神面前要有悔改的心。
So in front of God, we must have a repenting heart.
这个人不喜欢听。
No one likes to listen to this.
但是没有经历悔改来对付自己的罪跟软弱，神没有办法跟我们同在。
If we do not go through repentance and to deal with our sins and weaknesses within us, God cannot be with us.
那在我们悔改的时候，神赦免我们的罪。我们被称义了，神就住在我们里面，以马内利就实现了。
We repent, God forgives our sins, and God can live within us. Then we can fulfill Emmanuel.
所以以马内利是神的应许。
So Emmanuel is God's promise.
但是要体验，我们有人应该有的条件跟努力。
But if we want to experience this, we must fulfill our preconditions and put in our effort.
那我们天天就可以体会到以马内利。
Then every day we can experience Emmanuel.
唱诗。
Let's sing him.
454首。
454。 Please be seated.
如果我们教会真的有神同在，
If our church truly have the abidance of God,
那种公义、平安、喜乐的实现，
the fulfillment of God's righteousness, peace and joy,
要带领人来信耶稣实在是不困难。
It will not be difficult to bring people to believe in God.
大家都很向往很平安、很喜乐、没有罪的生活。
If everyone pursue after a peaceful and joyful life.
所以我们要努力带慕道朋友。
So if you want to work hard to bring true seeker friends.
但是更要追求神的同在。
But we also need to pursue after the abidance of God.
那慕道者来到教会可以感受到以马内利。
So when visitors come to church, they can experience Emmanuel.
他就会停下来。
And they will stop.
因为他也需要。
Because they also want this.
所以这两个工作我们都要来努力。
So we must work hard in both of these aspects.
我们最后要来祷告。
Now we'll pray.
为着灵恩布道会来祈祷。
Let's pray for this special convocation evangelical services.
如果我们要求圣灵、求恩典、接受按手的请我们到前面。
If you want to ask for the Holy Spirit, ask for God's blessings, and have laying on hands, please come forward.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.